you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. For the life of a creature is in the blood, and I have given it to you to make atonement for yourselves on the altar. It is the blood that makes atonement for one's life. O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, June 14th, 2023. Joining me in the home studio are two dear friends, good friends. In fact, we pray oftentimes together during our area-wide, our community-wide prayer gathering at our studio in Champaign. And these two are helping with an upcoming community-wide prayer gathering on November 11th. We're going to have a lot more to say about that in the coming days. We hope many hundreds will turn out. Maybe we'll fill the Virginia Theater in Champaign. I think it seats over 1,500 people. Wouldn't that be something to have that many Christ followers coming together, worshiping and petitioning God for our community and our nation? So more to say about November 11th, but we're excited to say that the Virginia Theater has us all set up, and we'll have more to say about that date, Saturday, November 11th. I think it's 7 to 8:30 in the evening. That's a Saturday night. So joining me in the studio is Ona and Emeka Asaji. Like I said, dear friends, I've known them for, I don't know, a couple years, a year or so. Yeah. It's been great getting to know you. And when I heard you starting to pray up before our program, it was like, oh, those are the voices I hear on the first and third Thursday nights at the Great News Media Center. So thank you for joining us. But before we introduce Terry, who's known as the Tabernacle Man, I want to alert our listeners, if you missed the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, we had Natalie Walsh share her faith journey, life story. She's the University of Illinois woman's head gymnastic coach. What a delight, what a treat, what a faithful follower of Jesus. And then yesterday it was Marlon Livingston, just a dear friend. I've been in a small group with him for over 10 years. He's the CEO and president of the Cunningham Children's Home. And he talked about compassion fatigue and gave us some tips, some tools, some techniques on how to stay healthy so we can be used of God in more effective ways. So if you missed either Monday or Tuesday's edition of Mark and Friends, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org under the Mark and Friends tab. Well, another faithful follower of Jesus is Terry Harmon. He was here months back.
Yeah, back in October. He was here back in October.
And this is because of a vision that, Emeka, you had, you and Ona, about bringing like a full-scale Ark of the Covenant, a representation of what it would have looked like, been like, so that people can come and experience it and experience the artifacts that are in the Tent of Meeting and the Holy of Holies and the Ark of the Covenant. And yet you wanted people to see and experience Jesus through like that Old Testament that really God created to fulfill who was coming, his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. But you brought in a special speaker, Terry Harmon, known as the Tabernacle Man, and he captivated the audience. He told a lot of history and background. And Ona, it was really cute. She had the children involved, and they were sharing and talking and answering questions. And I think you were giving away little prizes or awards.
Yes.
And
it was fun.
A delightful time. So what do you want to say about Terry before he talks about what our listeners can expect when they come out this Saturday night? It's at the I Hotel in Champaign. So give how they can register. There's no cost, but how they can register, and we can prepare the refreshments and the handouts and the other things. So what should the listener be aware of, and then introduce Terry to our listeners?
Well, we are having Dr. Terry Harmon come out on Saturday, 6:30, to the I Hotel this Saturday. And we are going to have a fun time of recreating the Holy of Holies and the article, the furniture in the tabernacle, just so we can see what it looked like. I always think of it as a God idea. God wanted to do this. God wanted to teach the children of Israel about himself and his presence. and he had the idea to introduce himself to them this way. Now, we didn't live in those times, so it's always difficult trying to imagine what it was like. And Dr. Harman's vision was to build it and to make it come alive so that you can see it. And then having seen it, you can understand what God's intention was. So that's really helped me understand the Old Testament and see Jesus in the Old Testament.
Now, how can people register, or what's the best way for them to get more information?
For registration, just go to eventleaf.com, and then on the search bar, you search Christ Atoning Blood, Christ Atoning Blood. If you scroll down the Eventleaf page, you will see a search button that says Find, and type Christ Atoning Blood in it. Several calendar type topics will come up, and you just select that and then go in and register.
And it's really easy. You're really just asking for their name, email, address,
phone number.
And if you have problems, say maybe you don't have internet access and you can't go to this website, it's very simple. It's just Eventleaf, so eventleaf.com. But say you don't have internet and you really are excited and want to participate, you can call the station and Karen can register you over the phone.
Okay.
It's more or less just so we have enough materials. And I think you're going to have a little dessert or free to coffee or something.
Yeah. And most importantly, if they cannot, they can call the number 217-298-2086.
That's 217-298-2086, and you can have your questions answered. If you say, now what time is it again? It's at 6:30. It's this Saturday night, June 17th. It's at the I Hotel and Conference Center in the Chancellor Ballroom. So it's a big conference center, but it's right off of First Street in Champaign, Illinois, 1900 First Street in Champaign. I'm going to be there. I look forward to meeting you, and I think you're going to be blessed, because when Terry Harman was here 6 or so months ago, people appreciated. There was time for question and answer. There was some great learning, a little testimony time and some sharing, and we had fun together. So you're all invited. It's a free event. Will there be an offering? I think last time I said, hey, isn't there going to be an offering or something to help with? I know you two are paying for all these costs.
That's right.
I think there will be a free offering.
There will be a free will offering.
So please come out this Saturday night. So you've grown to really appreciate Terry because of your affiliation and your passion for having the Old Testament come alive. It's the sight and sound generation that Terry's talked about. And having these visual props and the teaching really enhances understanding for everyone. So is that why you're bringing them back? Because you have this new topic, Christ's atoning blood and the Ark of the Covenant going beyond the veil. Do we want to have him talk a little bit about this?
Yeah, sure.
Sure. So we're going to be looking at the Old Testament. We're going to be looking a little bit at Leviticus, but we're primarily going to be focusing on Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement, when the shedding of blood was placed on the Ark of the Covenant on the mercy seat. And we're going to look at two different aspects of it. First, we're going to look at the general offering that would have been for the sin of certain people, and we're going to look at the lamb, the lamb's blood. But we're also going to look at the two goats that were offered on the Day of Atonement. One goat was the goat for the Lord, and he was laid upon the altar of burnt sacrifice and completely consumed. The other one, often called the scapegoat, was not killed, but led out into the wilderness and banished for the guilt of the nation's sin. So we're going to look at it, because not only is Jesus the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, but he is also that offering, that burnt offering, so to speak, that whole offering of his life on the altar. But what we don't often think about is Jesus also was our scapegoat. He took not only the sin, but the guilt we deserved for our sin. He took it upon himself. So we're going to look at it, but we're going to look at this in a special way. We're going to have the four pillars and the veil that separates the holy place from the Holy of Holies. We'll have the Ark of the Covenant that we saw last September. That'll be there. I'm going to have Skippy the scapegoat. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have Big Mama the female sheep. We're going to have Rocky the ram. And we're going to have one of the other goats that I just named Billy there. And I'm going to be dressed in white, the white clothes, the Fort White garments that the high priest wore into the Holy of Holies on the Day of Atonement. And I'm going to illustrate these offerings, but we're going to go through the veil. We're going to pull back that veil that separates the holy place from the Holy of Holies, and we're going to go into the holy place, and I'm going to illustrate the shedding of the blood, but the sprinkling of the blood, and it's sprinkled seven times on the mercy seat for atonement. Now, it's important to understand seven times it was sprinkled, because how many wounds did Jesus have? One was the crown of thorns. Two was his right hand. Three was his left hand. Four was his right foot. Five was his left foot. Six was the stripes on his back. And seven was the spear in his side that went into his heart, and the water and the blood gushed out. So there's a reason why there was seven in the Old Testament and seven at the crucifixion. And we're going to see that so you can understand why this lamb had to shed his blood, not only in the Old Testament and what happened on the Day of Atonement in the Old Testament, but I think this is going to help the book of Hebrews, especially chapters 9 and 10 and a portion of 8, just come alive, just pop alive in your mind. You're going to go, oh, that's what it's saying. Now I understand what is going on about the remission of sin and the shedding of blood. And I will dispel the myth about the high priest wearing a rope around his ankle on the Day of Atonement to go into the Holy of Holies. And there we will reference Leviticus 16. It's plain insight in God's word to dispel that myth that's been going around for at least 100 years. We're going to have a good time. And at the end, as always, we're going to have plenty of time for questions. And hard answers, I'm going to leave for our radio host. Simple one. But we're going to have a good time. And your questions don't have to just pertain to the tabernacle of Moses or the furniture of the tabernacle or the Day of Atonement. I'll answer any question that I possibly can. And between our other biblical people there, we should be able to provide an answer for most of the things that you might be thinking about. But I want the Bible to come alive to you. My whole goal in doing this for this many years is for people to have a hunger and thirst for God's word, and for us to see and capture and understand the heart of God and what God did to reach us.
Now, Terry, will this just be for Bible scholars, or will children glean or garner some information and have some fun?
We always do something for the children. Mm-hmm. Yes. So the children, I have a special little 10-minute thing for them. They're going to come forward, and I'm going to use them to talk about some of this, because here's what I found. Sometimes when I talk to the children, guess who listens the most? The adults that are afraid to ask the questions that those kids will. The kids will ask the questions that the adults will go, oh, I don't want to ask that question. I'm afraid. That might sound stupid. There'll be no stupid questions, but just to get you there, the children and I will teach you.
Now, I introduced you as the Tabernacle Man, and for some of the listeners that maybe didn't hear the interview some months back or didn't get to attend when you were in town, what would you like them to know about you? Give a little summary of your expertise, your background, your passion for the Lord.
Well, I do have a doctorate that has its place, but for 40 years, I've studied the Bible, I focused primarily my studies on Exodus, Leviticus, and the book of Hebrews. I'm well-versed in the others, but those books captured my heart. I built a life-size tabernacle with the gold post and the pillars and all the furniture, gold-leafed, and the laver and the altar and everything. The high priest garments, I'll probably bring those so you can see them on a mannequin, even though I'll be dressed in white. And it's a long story, and maybe I'll share some of it on Saturday night. Our two pastors that are with us tonight convinced me that the Lord wanted to find a new home for this tabernacle display. So it's actually in Champaign-Urbana and going to be a part of their ministry for years to come. It's just Saturday, we're only bringing a small portion of it to kind of make people thirsty, make people hungry to see more. But I've spent my life doing this. I'm a retired prison chaplain. I've served in various ministries. I just left Arizona, where I was cast in a biblical movie. I'm not allowed at this time to broadcast the title of it, but it's based on the Gospel of John, and I play Jesus' main adversary in that movie, in that film. It's by a famous film director who played Jesus in many television programs and movies in the 1990s, and now he's a director. And we're hoping it'll come out sometime early next year. And then I'll be able to tell, you know, the title and all about it. But went out there and brought various biblical garments, Roman armor for the soldiers and things of that nature. And so I've just used my creative genius and things that people have passed on to me. So if I read it in the Bible and if I can make one of them to illustrate the teaching, that's what I've done for almost 40 years.
Well, listening friend, this Saturday night, 6:30 p.m., that's Saturday, June 17th, at the I Hotel and Conference Center in Champaign, we're personally inviting you to come out. It'll be a sight and sound experience. You're going to learn about Christ's atoning blood and the Ark of the Covenant, going beyond the veil. There'll be instruction and insight, and we're going to glean some spiritual truths that we hope will be transformative. They'll have an impact on you, your family. Bring along your children, grandchildren, your neighbor kids. Bring your Bible scholar friends, your small group. This will be a gathering that we're going to learn together. We'll have some times of worship, and there'll be some great teaching. It'll be interactive. You can have some of your questions answered. So if you're new on your faith journey and you've kind of wondered, the Old Testament's hard to understand. This guy can get excited about Leviticus. I have a trouble even reading a few words in that book. Come on out and find out more at eventleaf.com, eventleaf.com. And then when you get to that website, you can type in Christ's atoning blood under the find, and you're going to suddenly say, oh, yeah, this is this Saturday night, 6:30 at the I Hotel. And then you just register just so we can have materials and refreshments and be ready to greet you. There's more than ample seating. It's in the Chancellor Ballroom. So when you get to the I Hotel, you can ask somebody. You might see some of us standing around out in the lobby, and there'll be probably materials on the table. But it's this Saturday night, 6:30. Invite your friends and neighbors, your small group. It'll be a good gathering, and you can find out more at eventleaf.com. So eventleaf.com, and then just type in or scroll down and type in Christ's atoning blood, and you should be able to see it. And then there's just a few questions and a few places you'd fill in a little information so we can plan accordingly. If you need more information or you want to talk to Emeka, or maybe you'll get a hold of Ona, just call 217-298-2086, 217-298-2086. And Ona or Emeka or Terry, if your prayers were answered for this Saturday night, what would you like to see God do in people's lives?
People to get excited about reading the Bible.
Yeah. Just to mention something, it is a free event. I just have a passion for Christ. You know, it will be exciting to see the reaction amongst the people, the understanding that would flow.
Yeah, I would like to see people understand what God's heart was when he gave us the tabernacle in the Old Testament, mm-hmm. and to understand his heart when he gave us Jesus mm-hmm. in the New Testament.
Listening friends, you're in for a real treat, a blessing. I trust God will use it to increase your faith. Maybe some of you, it'll be the beginning of your faith journey as you get some questions answered, as you look at the Old Testament with new eyes, new lenses to say, wow, I would have never thought that was pointing to Jesus, the Lord and Savior. I want to know more. And there'll be Christ followers there that would love to answer questions. And Terry has studied the scriptures for many years, and he would love to also answer any questions you have. So it's this Saturday night, June 17th, 6:30 p.m. at the I Hotel and Conference Center in Champaign. For more information, call 217-298-2086, 217-298-2086, or stop by eventleaf.com. eventleaf.com, and type in Christ's Atoning Blood under the search engine there, and it'll take you right to where you can register. And so I hope you'll come out 6:30 this Saturday. And if you're driving to work and you couldn't write down any of that information, just call the station and we can give you it all over the phone. Just call us at 217-367-7777. Well, Terry, we look forward to seeing you this Saturday night. The Tabernacle Man is coming to town. We appreciate you, Emeka and Ona, for your vision for this. And I hope, listener, that you'll carve out some time and come join us Saturday night. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Ona, and Emeka Asaji with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.